Good afternoon. Time to take a look at news again here on KCOB. I'm Randy Van. Hope you're having a great Friday. A 26-year-old Newton woman is charged with three counts of child endangerment for allegedly leaving three young children alone in a parked running car for over 30 minutes. Newton police say Macy Jo Doty was arrested this morning and released on her own recognizance. Doty's initial court appearance is set for November 16th. Police reports is that none of the children were harmed. Approximately 10:40 in the evening, October 1st, Newton officers responded to a report of unattended children inside a running car parked at Walmart. After speaking with store employees and viewing store surveillance, officers determined Doty had been in the store for more than half an hour while the children were waiting outside. According to the arrest report, the children were 3 years old, a year and a half old, and 9 months old. A Des Moines woman arrested after police say she fired several rounds out of a car early this morning. Happened just before 2 a.m. 23-year-old Sophia Garcia left a downtown bar with a guy she met that night. Sergeant Paul Parisic with the Des Moines Police Department says the two went to his car to leave, and he showed her a handgun that he keeps in the vehicle. As the man was driving, Parisic says Garcia unexpectedly grabbed the gun and began firing out the window. An officer in the area could see the muzzle flash coming from the car and heard the shots. The car was stopped by police at 2nd Avenue and Center Street, and Garcia was taken into custody. Fortunately, no one was injured in the shooting. Police say they didn't seem to find any damage to any property either. Garcia charged with reckless use of a firearm and possession of cocaine. Booked into the Polk County Jail, she's already bonded out. No charge has been filed against the owner of the gun. Over $390,000 of tuck pointing has been completed at Newton High School and Emerson Huff Elementary. Work was recently completed by Carr Tuck Pointing of Vinton, Iowa.
The mortar joints on all the brick on the building, it looks fantastic. Carr Tuck Pointing did a great job.
That's Jack Sunnick, Newton School District's maintenance supervisor. Tuck pointing at the high school cost just over $274,000. Just under $117,000 was spent at Emerson Huff. In an effort to further reduce back injuries to EMTs, the Newton City Council has approved unanimously an $87,475 purchase. Newton Fire Department has been utilizing power cots for raising and lowering patients on gurneys since 2012. Fire department staff said the next step in prevention of back injuries is the implementation of power loads in the ambulances. This fiscal year, the fire department is going to be ordering new ambulance with a new power cot and power load. Staff also plans to include this equipment with the purchase of other new ambulances. This $87,000 plus expenditure will retrofit the city's two existing ambulances with power loads and power cots. Clocks Emergency Vehicles of Sterling, Illinois submitted the low bid. High school marching bands from Newton, PCM, Grinnell, Pella Christian, and Pella are going to be competing against other bands from across the state tomorrow. The Iowa High School Music Association holds its annual State Marching Band Festival. Newton is scheduled to perform in Waukee at 11:50 Saturday morning. Jim Behrens is Newton High School's director of bands. He says leading the marching band is always challenging, but it was even more challenging this year after COVID-19 canceled their performances last year.
We've got two classes of kids that have never marched before. So it's especially challenging this year because we're trying to get two classes to learn the fundamentals of marching, and they've never had the experience of moving around the field before. So the challenge of making that all happen is what I like, but I also like the payoff at the end.
Behrens is in his 10th year at Newton High School. Some of his band members still get nervous before they take the field, but he's over that.
I think there's a lot of nervous energy on the kids' part. I had several kids tell me, I'm nervous. I'm like, kids are fine, don't worry about it. For me, this is my 21st year being a band director, so, you know, I do get nervous a little bit, not like it used to be. First, second, third, fourth year, you know, young director. Every time the kids go on the field, you're nervous what's going to go wrong. Now I know that things are going to go wrong. And, you know, you just learn to roll with it because it's never perfect. That's our goal, is just to have the best performance we can and show growth from week to week so that we're constantly improving, you know, showing improvement.
Behrens and the marching band were recently featured on Red Pride Review, which can be seen on the Newton School District's website. The marching bands from PCM, Grinnell, Pella Christian, Pella, Knoxville, and Oskaloosa performed State Marching Band Festival in Pella. Pella Christian is to take the field at 9 a.m. Saturday, PCM at 9:15, Grinnell at 11:50 a.m., Oskaloosa at 1 p.m., Knoxville at 1:15 p.m., and Pella at 1:30. In funeral announcement, services for Jeannie Stanton Newton passed away at the age of 85 yesterday morning are currently pending. Those funeral arrangements for Jeannie Stanton pending with Pence Reese Funeral Home in Newton. Online condolences at www.pencefh.com. There'll be a memorial service for Margaret Bailey of Newton, 11 a.m. Monday at the Wallace Family Funeral Home and Crematory. Family of Margaret Bailey going to greet friends 10 to 11 Monday morning until the time of service. And again, after the service with a lunch at the funeral home. Memorials to the Salvation Army or the VFW Post 1655, and they may be left at Wallace Family Funeral Home. Funeral service for Kenneth Wayne Neff of Monroe, who passed away at the age of 81, will be held next Saturday, October 23rd, 11 a.m. at Monroe United Methodist Church. Family going to greet friends from 9:30 in the morning until the 11 o'clock service time next Saturday. Burial with military rites will follow the service at Silent City Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials in honor of Kenneth Neff, directed to Comfort House, the Quills of Valor Monroe Honor Guild, or the Monroe United Methodist Church. Online condolences for the family at www.coburnfuneralhomes.com. That's your Noontime Check, Area News and Funeral Announcements. I'm Randy Van. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.